The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ted, I know it's one of your favorite weeks of the year, buddy. Let people know. What week is it this week?
The last week of summer.
You are right. It is the Farm Animal Awareness Week. And let's just just inform the people.
Like you didn't know.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 bizarre facts about farm animals.
Oh, God.
Let's say we start with horses.
Uh-huh.
An enum claw.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding, Mikey. I know you were never prosecuted.
That's right.
Here's one. Sheep have a field of vision of 300 degrees. Allowing them to see whatever might be sneaking up behind them. Which begs one question. Did they actually give consent? And here's good news for you animal enthusiasts. Sheep don't have teeth on their upper jaw. Well, isn't that convenient?
Jeez. Okay. That was fun. So here's some bizarre facts about farm animals. Let's talk about cows. Cows are big fluid producers. I don't know if you guys knew that. They're big fluid producers. Not only can dairy cows yield 2,500 gallons of milk each year, they can drool about 10 to 45 gallons of saliva a day.
Wow.
I mean, they all
just
kind of
stand there and drool.
Yeah.
And anytime I've seen a cow up close, like they might be chewing, but they're also drooling at the same time.
What's more is a 1,000-pound beef cow will actually produce up to 4 tons of manure annually.
Cool.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not good for the environment, but it's good for the soil.
What's that, but you can use it, right?
Their emissions, right. Their emissions are bad.
Great
their gas
fertilizer.
Is bad, but the crap is not bad
absolutely.
Fertilizer.
In the world of chickens, we once believed that chickens' behavior was instinctual, but now there's mounting evidence to suggest that chicks learn the ropes by observing other chickens, especially their mothers. Hens steer their babies away from dangers like bad food and predators, teaching them valuable life lessons.
You know what I do if I'm a chicken is, so I got like, say, 6 chicks, I let the 1 chick go. Fox eats it. I look at the other 5 and be like, remember that.
Right.
Billy ain't coming home tonight.
It's not happening. And again, these are bizarre facts about farm animals. Back to goats here. The Humane Society of the United States reports that goats can be optimists. I don't know exactly how they quantify that.
How do
that.
They know it's a positive, optimistic goat?
A
study compared goats who had been abused before being rescued to goats that had never been mistreated. The mistreated female goats were more likely to approach and trust previously unseen buckets of food that had replaced buckets containing their favorite treats. The researchers reasoned that the animals recognized their once stressful living situation had improved, rendering them more optimistic.
All right.
I'm curious to find the pessimistic goat.
This place is better.
That's the first thought. It doesn't say bad.
Right.
It's all good. Optimistic goat.
It's all good. The world of pigs. They're considered to be the fourth most intelligent animal after chimpanzees, dolphins, and elephants.
Damn.
They're among the fastest learners in nature. Some pigs have reportedly discovered how to open and shut doors, guide flocks of sheep, and even play video games.
Play video games?
Oh, yeah. Babe was huge on Halo, man.
My kid's going to feel real bad if he finds out that he lost, like, Halo to a pig.
Yeah.
God, this guy's good. It's a pig. It's a pig, son.
Oink, oink.
Anybody remember Dolly the sheep?
Yeah, the first clone.
Sheep, that's right. In 1996, scientists revealed that Dolly the sheep was the first mammal to ever be cloned from another body's cell. It sparked a heated debate about the ethics and implications of cloning. It basically means that there's no limits. It means all of science fiction is true, said Princeton University biologist Dr. Lee Silver in a New York Times interview.
Yeah, I remember they freaked out about the cloning thing, and then they talk about, eugenics. And I'm like, most of your dog breeds are a result of eugenics.
Correct.
If it's cute and you like it, you don't have a problem. But if you say eugenics, people freak out.
Mm-hmm. Some bizarre facts about farm animals. Let's talk about chicken eggs. Whether white, brown, cream, green, or blue, the color of chicken eggs is determined by the bird's genetics.
Oh, really? Huh.
All eggs start out white in color and may have other pigments added as they make their way through the hen's oviduct.
What are we doing? Well, some birds have
little blue eggs, yellow speckled eggs. It depends on the bird.
I feel like most of the eggs that you see on the shelf are painted white because we like uniform. But yeah, other than that,
I mean, like when I was a kid, I'd find a nest with bird eggs in it or whatever, blue out of a tree.
Blue eggs,
they're always little blue ones,
little speckly eggs.
I guess it's probably robins, maybe.
But don't you get excited like if someone like Taryn comes in?
Yeah,
she's got a buttload of eggs, but some are blue, some are speckled. You're like, ooh, these are special eggs.
Yeah, you kind of I met people out here that had chickens. I had no idea they could be different. I thought it was white and brown,
and that you could keep them on the counter.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's talk about ducks. We all know that ducks quack, but do they really? Most male ducks are on the silent side, while female ducks make more noises.
That's kind of humanity.
While some quacking may be involved, vocalizations can also include hisses, purrs, grunts, squeaks, whistles, honks, and much more. Sounds differ according to the need. For example, they might signal that the duck is begging for food, begging for love, or warning of danger. I was at a county fair when I found out that geese could hiss, and that scared the living daylights out of me.
They're kind of scary.
They suck.
I mean, they're to the point where communities will go in and kill hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do pigs have sweat glands?
Pigs? I'll say yes, because they have skin on the outside.
There's actually a myth that pigs do not have sweat glands. They have a few, but not enough to effectively regulate their body temperature when temperatures rise. So that's why on a hot day you'll see swine rolling around in the water and the mud. So they have
I assume they didn't, because you always see them like messing around in the water and the mud.
Right. You guys all know the pastime for all the country folk out there. You go out there in the middle of the night, you find a pasture of cattle. That's right, you go cow tipping. Although some drunken carousers may complain that they've gone into farmers' fields and tipped over unsuspecting cows, this is highly unlikely to be true. The University of British Columbia study found it would take the equivalent of the strength of 4.43 people to push a cow over. If you see a cow on the ground, it's because they relax and they sleep there. They lay down.
So again, is that one of those things the country people were just telling us city folk?
Probably.
Four or five of them are out there doing it together.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again,
you know, if a group of us went out there and were like, let's go tip a cow, because I can't think of anything better to do with my time personally, and we pushed it over, we would tell other people, man, just go push the cow over. We did.
And then your final bizarre fact about farm animals. We're talking in the world of rabbits.
Most of them can read.
When rabbits are happy, they do something called a binky.
A binky?
They jump into the air and they spin around, and we say they're fast as a jackrabbit. That's fast. Jackrabbits have been clocked bounding at speeds of 72 kilometers an hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. 72.
They jump up in there and spin around.
Yeah, that's about 45 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have never guessed that.
I have seen... Rabbits are weird. When I lived in Sumner, there was rabbits all over the doggone place, and I found out that they'll stomp on the ground for no reason. Or that actually probably is a very good reason, but they'll just stomp on the ground from time to time. And then they will run up on each other, and then they will jump at the same time, and then they'll clap their feet together, and they'll bounce off of each other.
Is that they're having fun, or are they fighting?
I think it's a mixture of the two.
Okay.
They don't really have angry faces, so I don't know if they're...
Hey, you want to read about some rabbits doing some damage, man. Do some research. I believe it was Napoleon organized this big rabbit hunt.
Okay.
And I don't remember how many men he had with him, but essentially they went out on this hunt, and the number of rabbits that showed up and basically chased these guys down, it ended with Napoleon and his troops, like, seriously, surrendering and running away.
And then a Monty Python sketch was made.
I mean, my God, yeah, it's unreal.
Well, and like, right, like, there's bunnies in our neighborhood, but like, where Mike's talking about his house in Sumner, those things were some big-ass rabbits.
Yeah, they were. This was obviously somebody had a domestic rabbit that they had let loose, and then it multiplied.
Right, but if like three of those were standing there and one started biting me, I'd be freaked out, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were huge, dude.
So many points out here that say pigs are weird. If they escape a farm, they grow tusk and hair all over their bodies. The hair and the tusk growth are controlled by cortisol, the stress hormone.
All right, Ted.
And so you think about that. When you talk about the feral hogs and he's this big, hairy-ass, warthog-looking son of a bitch. And it's like, he's just stressed. He's just had a bad day.
He's going through it.
He's not doing all that good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.